Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotional. Today's passage is Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Verses 1 and 2 show that the fullness of the earth belongs to God, including those who dwell therein. In Romans 1, it says that there is no excuse for not knowing God, for he has made it plain to them through the things that have been made. It reminds me of when I was cracking open a fresh pomegranate for some friends, one of them being Kevin Hong on staff. Most of them had never tried a pomegranate before. If you don't know what it is or what it looks like, it is a round, circular fruit. When you cut into it, there are hundreds of small, bright, and vibrantly colored red seeds covered with the fruit's juicy flesh. It looks a bit strange, but enticing, and it's quite beautiful to look at. I remember when I cracked it open and started to peel out the seeds to eat, Kevin said, "How can people say that God is not real? Look at that." I thought it was such a funny comment, but I think we've all had similar moments where we have seen a beautiful sunset or admired the tides of the ocean, enamored by the world around us. God is the artist and creator of it all. My personal favorite are sunsets. I love it because there's never a day where it looks exactly the same, and it reminds me of God's creativity and his artistry, and it just brings hope to my life and is just a great physical reminder that God is the author of our lives, that he is the one writing beautiful story, not just for us individually, but in the greater story of the kingdom of awaiting Jesus' return. As you continue to verse 3 to 6, we see the psalmist ask, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Otherwise known as, who can be with God? Who can be in his presence? And he starts to list out these things: clean hands, pure heart. He does not lift up his soul to what is false, other idols, and does not swear deceitfully. Now, I can give this devotional on how to have clean hands, how to have a pure heart, etc. What are the idols in our lives? Let's lay those down. While those are good, we must also read the psalm through New Testament revelation. In reality, we cannot have perfectly clean hands or a pure heart on our own, but it's through Jesus, the one who has paid for our sins, that stands between the gap between us and the holiness of God. Only through Jesus can we have perfectly clean hands and pure hearts and be able to be in God's presence forever. This is not saying do whatever you want because of Jesus we can sin and live our own lives. No, Paul says in Galatians not to nullify or cheapen God's grace. We should still seek holiness and to condemn all forms of idols and to not swear deceitfully. But perhaps some of us today is filled with guilt or shame. Perhaps it is a reoccurring sin or something from your past that makes you feel unworthy of receiving God's love. I want to remind you this morning that Jesus has covered you with his blood. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let us receive the fullness of his forgiveness and grace today and rest in the holy hill of the Lord. Let us reject all forms of legalism and receive the grace of God. The last section, verses 7 to 10, this part is part of the Messianic Psalm. The foretelling of Jesus. The King is coming. Jesus is coming. Now for us, as Jesus has already come, we may view it in the past, but Jesus will return again. We will be with him again on the day of the Lord. Let's open up the gates and doors of our hearts to prepare him room. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this beautiful and glorious psalm this morning that shows your glory, that shows your creativity, that shows the foretelling of Jesus and what he will do for us. God, make us a generation that seek you, just like it says in verse 6. We want to seek you, seek the face of the God of Jacob, and pray that today you would reveal more of yourself to us. Cover our guilt and shame. Forgive us of our sins so that we could be in communion with you. And God, as we look towards the day of the Lord, I pray that you would prepare our hearts. I pray that you would help us to open up the metaphorical gates and doors of our hearts that may be heavy and prepare room for you. Help us to really long for your return. Help us to really seek your face today. So we want to rest in your presence and commit this day to you. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.